All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Must be nice. Merry Christmas, and for Jonathan and Dave, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas, boys.
Salud.
Merry Christmas.
And all I want for Christmas is a fantasy victory.
Now when you can't take out people.
Yeah.
I had no idea Alan was not playing.
Gotta pay attention to that.
You gotta look at yourself, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Gotta pay attention.
So this is the Dougie and the Boys Christmas special. It's about 3 p.m. on December 25th, Christmas Day. So I want to start with the Steelers. I'm not going after Jimmy because it's Christmas. So, you know, we got to.
Go ahead. I want to hear this.
So once Ben Roethlisberger retired, I always believed that Mason Rudolph should have been the next guy up for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he proved it last night that he could be a solid NFL quarterback. So as the Steelers fan, Jimmy, where do you stand on that?
I feel like here's the thing. When we had that run where Ben was hurt and we had Dodges and Rudolph, it was 50-50. Like, they both played well, but they both also got hurt a lot of times. But I'll say this. I think if they feel confident in Rudolph, they would have kept him on as the starter, not go out and draft somebody like they did. So maybe they have reasons to believe that they can't trust Rudolph, even though Rudolph did play a great game 2 nights ago.
Like Zach Wilson, it's the same thing.
Yeah, like you can have that game, but then it's like, can you stay consistent?
Yeah, they don't have that confidence in him yet.
Like Kenny Pickett, you saw from last year, he was consistent. He was consistent even before he got hurt. Didn't turn the ball over. Didn't make stupid mistakes. He was very smart with the ball. It was just stupid play calling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Do you blame that on your OC?
I do blame it on OC. Why do you think I wish for an OC? Like if we get a new offensive coordinator, I think we'll be fine.
So who do you think you guys should get?
Whoever's...
Well, who would you want to? Because...
I mean... It depends on how we're going to play, like how our coordinator wants to play. Because, I mean, we have the weapons. You saw last night. We have the weapons to run fades, do slants. Like, we have it. It's just we haven't utilizing them well. So, I mean, whoever's up for debate, honestly, like, you give me a list, I'll say which one because I don't know who's really up for debate right now.
Defense played very well, though. I think defense kind of won that game from them.
Well, yeah, because we only let one garbage touchdown. It was that freaking 80-yard slant that we let happen. And that was it. We were solid. We had three interceptions against them.
Yeah. And it's looking like the Bengals will be missing the playoffs this year with Buffalo.
Yeah, because, I mean, they have to play Kansas City and the Browns. So the Browns are playing very, very good.
Yeah, the Browns have been playing good football. Buffalo's getting hot.
Especially with Joe Flacco in there.
Yeah, I was just mentioning to Dave, I was like, if I had to pick a dark horse team, it'll be the Browns. Like, that's my
favorite team. Yeah, I see that too.
I would love to see if the Browns play Kansas City the first round because that would be a great game.
That'll be a good test for the Browns too.
I know. Just defensively.
Yeah.
How about that dark horse Jets right now?
Who knows?
They're up big right now.
They're eliminated.
They got that touchdown.
Yeah, I think
they're playing against Washington. Well, they played Washington yesterday. So
most sacked quarterback in the league. So Jets got top 10 defense. So
yeah, I would say like top 5, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say top 5. I mean, they're ranked top 7, but. I wouldn't believe that. They look like a top 5 defense if they had a better offense.
Yeah, well, that's why I drafted them in fantasy.
Yeah. And they're playing very well.
They're up 27-7 right now.
Yeah, that was the last I checked when I saw it yesterday. So let's talk about the Let's talk about the Los Angeles Dodgers. And this ain't an Attack Dave show. This ain't going to be Attack the Yankees.
You sure about this?
No, because my hatred has gone up for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Well, yeah, of course.
Is the Dodgers the most hated team right now?
Right now, like all of all time,
I would say so.
Right now, baseball.
Right now,
I would say so.
Yeah, because they're getting. You can hate, but you also have to respect it too.
Let's not talk about respect just because they're getting all these top players because they've been to the playoffs and they always lose. So
yeah, but right. They have a little bit of respect right now. But
I was going to mention that money doesn't always buy wins.
But it's what they can do in the postseason, which they could definitely make it far in the postseason.
And I've always said the Yankees get everybody, which is true. It's true, Dave. You know
not,
it's true.
Not this time.
But where I want to go with this and why I don't, why I'm starting to despise the Dodgers a little bit more is because, yeah, we could go back to the 2020 World Series where I felt like we should have won that World Series. We should have a ring. The Rays should have a ring.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
So that's where I started to hate the Dodgers more.
Oh, you lost them?
Yeah. And of course I'm going to hate the Yankees. We all know that. Division rival. Yeah. Come on. There's no denying that. I will never stop hating the Yankees. But the thing with the Dodgers and this whole Ohtani situation, yeah, at first it was great. Good for him. You know, he got that big payday. But when you look at the situation, two days later, we find out that they're going to do a Bobby Bonilla and defer his contract where he's only going to get paid $2 million a year. And now we find out that Yamamoto is going to be
Yamamoto
is going to be a Los Angeles Dodger. And they also acquire Tyler Glasnow, gave him a big extension, I think 5 years, $130 million. Right. They've spent more money in this offseason than most teams have ever done.
$1.02 billion on two players.
Baseball needs a salary cap.
Well, I mean, if you have the money to spend it, spend it.
But it don't matter.
But come on, if they have the money to spend it, why not spend it on the best players?
How is that fair for us as a Rays fan?
This goes back to, you know, a lot of the whole baseball of salary cap.
Yeah.
You know, the fight for salary cap, and they didn't want it.
I mean, same with football. Like, football has a salary cap, but baseball does it because I feel like they generate a lot more money out of it somehow. But baseball—that's why the Dodgers have so much money.
They're the only sport in America that doesn't have a salary cap, I believe.
But they could go spend the money out. Like, why? Like, their Dodgers solved their problems from last year. They only had Clayton Kershaw last year as their pitcher. Mm-hmm. Now they have Glasnow coming in. Yamamoto coming in, like, that's a solid three.
Everybody's going crazy about Yamamoto, but he has not pitched one MLB.
He's not proven yet. I agree.
It's all hype right now. So he's
Listen, we all got to respect the guy of how he played in Japan, but he hasn't played one MLB game.
We'll see when the postseason comes and see how he plays. And
I hope they miss the playoffs.
Especially with the pitch count and all that stuff going on.
I don't know, because that division, they haven't really upgraded in the Giants or the other division. The other, in their division, haven't really upgraded. So we shall see. Because they're upgraded. They're upgraded big time. Ace got Mookie Betts over there. The other Turner's over there. You know, they're playing really good.
And if you look at their lineup, it's basically an all-star lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you have the money, if you have the money to spend, spend it.
Yeah, but
spend on the best players.
That's a disadvantage to other teams.
It's their choice. It's the player's choice at the end of the day where they go.
Last year, yeah, it was older players, but it was like well-renowned players. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Proven players. And Mets did it, and look what happened.
Yeah,
you also have to think: do they really have the money for it? Because they deferred. So in reality, they don't have to pay him right now.
He's getting paid $2 million a year, and that I think it's like 2043. He's going to get all the money.
Yeah. I think it was more so an agreement from both sides this way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because this way Dodgers have they were able to get Yamamoto and get other players and Ohtani get his money just long term.
Yeah, but I don't think they should do that.
I mean, they did. There's nothing. But they did.
Yeah.
It's not up to you what you think or what you want. It's what they want
to
do.
I never said it was up to me. I'm just saying, if you look at other professional sports, they have a salary.
Every sport's different, though. Every sport is different. You can't. All
right, so everyone become a Dodger.
No. This doesn't mean you just become a Dodger fan. I don't want
to get. No, we're not becoming a Dodger. We'll still stick to our fan base.
No, I'm not saying become a Dodger fan. I'm saying every player goes to the Dodgers.
I'm going to ask you this.
Yeah.
If you have to pick anybody to win the World Series right now, who are you picking?
Tampa Bay Rays.
Even though they lost the best pitcher.
No.
As a sports guy?
Analyzing.
Based on the offseason, on what I want or what I think could happen?
No. What you think could happen based on trades and acquisitions and everything?
Yes.
Honestly, I think the Dodgers are going to go there, unfortunately. I do not want to see.
And that's why they become most hated.
Unfortunately. But what I would like to see is the Yankees defeat the Dodgers. Just because all the Dodger fans could be upset.
So you talk all this shit about the Yankees and you want them to beat the Dodgers.
No, I don't.
Be nice.
I don't want. I'm just saying, based on the offseason moves.
Right. No, I agree.
What he's saying is that he sees the Dodgers and the Yankees both making it possibly to the World Series, and he hopes that the Dodgers lose to the Yankees.
I would rather see the Yankees win before the Dodgers.
So you'd rather see the Yankees win their 28th title?
I do not want to see the Yankees win at all, but if it's Yankees Dodgers, I would rather see the Yankees get it. Just because we're
comes back to the whole, the Dodgers are the most hated team right now.
Yeah, I agree. I think that right now they're a hated team because they get everyone.
They get everybody.
But you can't be happy for Dave when they get Juan Soto and everything. Oh, the privilege. Even though the Dodgers are getting everybody right now.
Yeah, but
I called they were going to get him. Yankees acquired one player this offseason, Soto. Dodgers got Glass now. They got Yamamoto, Ohtani.
But it falls back to if the Yankees would have got Yamamoto, Doug would have hated the Yankees just as much.
Oh, yeah, I would have.
Oh, yeah, you would have hated more than you do now. I agree with that. I 100% agree with that. But at the point right now, it just, like Dave says, Dodgers are the most hated team right now. But we'll see when it comes because like Yamamoto has to be proven first before he gets on that, like before he takes the opening day. We'll see what happens.
Going back to the offseason, we still have Blake Snell, that's a free agent. You still have a lot of top big
Yeah, you still have a lot of top talent pitchers that are still ready to go.
But right now the two teams that made the moves were the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Right. But so it's still early. We're in December.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Based on right now, those are probably gonna be the two favorites.
I mean, if you probably look at FanDuel right now, it's probably the odds-on favorite to win.
Probably.
Yeah, of course. Them and the Yankees probably.
But obviously, once you get to like March and everyone's free agents, then you can see who's going to win.
Yeah,
of course.
And so the trade deadline too. That's like halfway through the season.
Of course, Tampa's gonna pull it out somehow.
This guy over here.
We all know that.
This guy that lost one of his best pitchers.
Sitting here early.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, Doug. On paper, right now, I don't know. I think Tampa falls on the ladder a little bit.
I mean, they lost their best pitcher. So, I mean,
Rasmussen is still out. Springs is still out.
Yeah.
McClanahan is out. Manny Margot is out. But it's the Rays way. We always find a way to win. We shouldn't have won 99 games last year, but we still did it.
And they got right out of the playoffs. Must be nice.
Must be nice. Jordan Montgomery's still a free agent, so we still have a long way to go.
Yeah.
I think everyone was waiting on Ohtani, Yamamoto, and Soto.
The big names to be out of there.
Yamamoto.
Yamamoto.
Yamamoto. Get it right.
What was the other name I mispronounced?
His name.
A while back.
It was a Dominican. Cat.
Oh, that guy.
When we did the show outside.
I don't remember.
Kept saying wasabi, man.
Yeah.
Oh, the Rays shortstop. Oswaldo.
Yeah, he kept saying wasabi the entire time.
Wasabi.
Wasabi.
Aldo wasabi.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Dougie and the Boys show, which is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
It is your Dougie and the Boys Christmas special. It's about, it's almost 3:20, so we have about 10 minutes to go for this Christmas special show. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we have much more to get to. We'll be right back. The Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get by.
Democrats. Thanks to Democrats. Well, thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and like do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Ivana or Tulsi Gabbard.
Did you not say Joe Burrow?
I said Washington.
You said Burrow.
No.
But what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
With piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade.
The best one I did was when I did the whiskey glasses and the.
Look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president.
Lamar didn't really get started until the second season.
I'm going to say this.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
You got to feel a win somehow, some way.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Solicited Role Models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Must be nice. So it is Christmas. So, do you guys have any favorite Christmas dish?
Oh, I love me some ham, bro.
I gotta go with some stuffing.
Stuffing? We're not,
on stuffing, Christmas? My
guy. That's my favorite Thanksgiving dish. Is stuffing.
Yeah, that's a Thanksgiving dish.
Nah, Christmas too.
Yeah, most of the time it's for the holidays. Yeah, you know?
Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter is all always stuffing and mashed potatoes.
So we do have our two Hispanics on the show right now, David Mendoza and Jonathan Ramirez. And I think it's like a tradition that you guys celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve. Yeah. So can you give us some like information on that for our viewers that may not know that?
Well, on Christmas Eve, I don't know if it's just a Hispanic thing, more or less, but at least around our area, at least around here where we're at, all the Hispanics are celebrating on Christmas Eve. And we go on. We start Christmas Eve, but then the celebration goes on to Christmas Day.
Yeah, so we usually, well, for my family, we go from Christmas Eve all the way to midnight.
Exactly. And then you open gifts.
And then midnight, we open gifts.
Yeah.
And then we go back, you know, we go back to your house. And then Christmas Day. So for Christmas Eve, for me, I go to my parents' house and I spend Christmas Eve. And Christmas Day is at my house.
With the kiddos.
So we kind of celebrate both days, but Christmas Eve is like the big get together.
Like you celebrate 2 days with like one really specific other or like other family.
Yeah. Exactly. So like
yeah. Exactly.
Christmas Eve is like the big party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And like Christmas Day is when you're with your family for like most of the morning.
Yeah, the small.
And then afternoon you go see like a little bit of the other family.
Yeah, you might go somewhere else. You might
right.
Your house. You know. But Christmas Eve is the big party celebration.
Everyone's yeah, you go out. Good.
Yeah, everyone's going tribal. We're worshiping the Beni, you know.
Yeah, bro.
Getting it ready.
Like, you guys, like, I know some of them go, like, to church. Like, you guys go to church at all or no?
No.
I'm not a big church guy, so.
No, I know. I know because some Spanish people do go out, like, the day before or the morning I can't say the word right now, like a ceremony or like a mass.
A lot of people go to mass Christmas Day.
Yeah. It's weird because you had mass today, you're gonna have mass tomorrow for Christmas.
So like Christmas Day for us is the relaxation day. You may go to mass. You're gonna open gifts in the morning at your house, but it's gonna be on a small scale. It's more relaxed. It's like your Sunday, your typical Sunday relaxation day.
Yeah, right. See, I think the only tradition I probably have in our family is like at Christmas, like the Christmas Eve at night, you open one gift and they save the rest for the next day.
Yeah, you see, when we go to our family members, we open every gift for everybody that's there.
For the big
gifts
together.
Mm-hmm. And then whoever's not there, obviously their stuff's going to be under the tree.
Right.
And then Christmas Day, we come back home, the kids open the gifts that, you know, we got for them at our house. You know, they open Santa gifts, whatever.
Yeah, it's more relaxing. Gifts from you and everything. Gotcha.
Yeah, because I was about to say, Dave, you can't have the gifts by the tree now because your kids are going to be like...
No, they're there.
Well, you got gifts now, but Santa comes at night and he drops off his gifts.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, you have the gifts from the parents and everything, and then the gifts from Santa come down when it's good and ready.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened to them. The
black screen. I don't know what happened to the boys, but the boys disappeared.
Yeah, they're tired of our shit.
So, you guys hear us at least?
I don't think so. Because I don't see their... Yeah, I don't think they see us. Something must have. They probably got a call or something because that happens every time we get a call. Yeah, they probably come back in.
Yeah, they probably got a call or something. That usually happens.
I want to ask this question because I got asked this question yesterday. Yeah. What is your favorite Christmas song? Say you turn on the radio, and it's your song that pops up immediately. What is it?
Well, religious wise, I like "O Come All Ye Faithful."
But if you're it's not religious.
I like "Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays" by NSYNC.
Okay,
Christmas.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Merry Christmas.
Because they play it through New Year's too.
Yeah.
Like I think Tuesday they'll stop playing Christmas music and then play the play that song over and over again.
Yeah.
You just got back to us. I was asking Doug. What is your favorite Christmas song? Say it pops on the radio. You're like, oh man, I can get man, this is good.
I think I know.
No, me, I'm more of a Frank Sinatra type of guy.
Feliz Navidad.
You racist bastard.
Feliz Navidad.
That is so fucking racist.
That's racist.
No, it's not, but it's a hit song.
That's racist.
All right. If you like the song, what comes after that?
Feliz Navidad, Roseros Años, Felicidad.
Yeah,
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
He knew.
Hey, I like that song. It's the only Spanish Christmas song.
Okay. That's racist, bro.
It is racist, though. You can't just assume because they're Spanish. You got to put that with them.
There's more Spanish Christmas songs.
Absolutely,
I'm not a big Christmas song guy.
That's the top hit one, though.
But, say you're with your kids. Say you're your kids and you all sing to that song. What's the song?
What, that song that's coming on?
Yeah, say that it comes on.
Mariah Carey on.
Yeah, Mariah Carey.
I
knew
it.
All I
want for Christmas.
Yeah, Mariah
Carey. My son can't stop singing that shit.
That's the most annoying Christmas song.
Yeah.
It's also the most annoying.
It is.
Yeah, but it's most, number one.
But it's also the most annoying Christmas song.
It is annoying, but it gets the point across.
All right, boys, I want to talk some NBA quick. You got the Celtics, who are 22-6, the Bucks, who are 22-7, the Sixers, who are 20-8, and then in the West you have the Timberwolves, who are 22-6, Nuggets 21-10, Thunder 18-9. Those are the top three spots. Are those going to be the teams that will be playing in the NBA Finals, or do you think there's going to be a team that could just surprise people and make a run?
I mean, we're also talking
hard push.
Yeah, we're also talking about now, we don't know what's going to happen after halftime. God damn it. Why am I blanking right now? I need more of this.
All-star break.
All-star break. Thank you.
Halfway through the season?
Yeah. You either be hot then and then after be hot afterwards. Whatever team has the hot hand going through, that's the team that could probably make like a big push in the division.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
I still think Lakers have a really good shot. I like the team.
Yeah, the team all around is pretty good.
Yeah.
They did some changes right now, so let's see how it goes for them.
Yeah. It'll be still – I mean, it's good because you have LeBron. It's healthy still. AD's pretty healthy right now.
All I know is my fantasy team is down by 4.
Timberwolves and OKC are the new guys in the
pack. Yeah, I feel like they're the surprising team because like, I feel like you still have the Kings. They're pretty good. They're in the mix. With Ja coming back for
let's talk about the Golden State Warriors, though.
Oh, what about them?
They're like the 10 seed right now.
Yeah, they're down bad right now. And you know what's funny? After the game they had against the Wizards, it seemed like everyone missed Jordan Poole. So now you got memes online with everyone saying like, "Damn, now we know."
Well, I'll play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Ever since Draymond Green got suspended, they've won 5 in a row, and they're 15 and 14 or 16.
Well, who's the teams they play though? Let me ask that question.
It don't matter. It just shows that Draymond.
It does matter because the Wizards. If the Wizards sucks, and let them play a team that's really good, and then there's your question right there.
Yeah.
There's your answer. All right. This is who they played.
Okay.
They played the Clip. No, that's all right. They played the Nets, the Trailblazers, Celtics.
Okay. They beat the Celtics?
Yes.
Nah, the Nets are bro.
Yeah, Wizards
and Trailblazers.
So Trailblazers shit, Wizards shit.
Don't matter.
It does matter.
It does and it doesn't.
Give me the Nuggets. Momentum you said them. The Nuggets, the Knicks in that conversation. You said Milwaukee. Then all right, fair enough. But you're giving me shit teams.
A win's a win.
And it went to win, but when it comes time in the playoffs, when they got to play tough teams, they're one and done. So I don't believe in this Golden State. No, because when they got to play the tough teams, they're going to get slaughtered.
Well, this falls back to last season of Dougie and the Boys, where I said the Golden State Warriors, they're done.
I agree with you. I think they were done.
I think it was a mistake to give up Poole, in my opinion, just because of one bad season. I think that was
I would have probably given up Draymond Green over Poole, honestly.
Yeah, I would have rather given up Draymond.
Because Green's just too much of a troublemaker. You saw it straight up this year.
Mm-hmm.
When he choked out Gobert, when he freaking punched the other guy. Like, come on, he's not good for that team. He's not. I think they banned him from the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. Oh, maybe.
Oh, that's a big push.
I think they banned him. He's crazy.
Hold on. You're banned Draymond Green from the Hall of Fame.
Dirty player.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let me talk. Let me make my point as a Cavs fan. Draymond Green is nowhere near a Hall of Fame player.
Not true.
To even say they're going to ban him from the Hall of Fame, the guy wasn't going to be in the Hall of Fame anyway. So
I don't know about that.
Come on. He's not a Hall of Famer. Winning four championships and
that's winning four championships.
Leader, you never
winning
know.
Four championships because he has Steph Curry on his team.
But also being
and Klay Thompson
also
and Kevin Durant. Draymond Green is nothing.
You're crazy, Doug.
But also being
he averages 7 to 10 points a game. Don't go there.
Yeah,
no matter.
He's
not a Hall of Famer. That's not a Hall of Famer.
No, but for him, that
doesn't mean he's a Hall of Famer.
That defensive presence
doesn't mean he's a Hall of Famer. That does not mean he's a Hall of Famer.
No, Doug, chill.
Just like Jacob DeGrom's a great pitcher. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Hold on. So why is Dennis Rodman a Hall of Famer, but he didn't average those points like freaking Draymond did? He was a defensive player for rebounds and everything.
Dennis Rodman is Dennis Rodman.
Yo. So what about Draymond? What's that excuse? There's no excuse for that. Then you're saying Dennis Rodman doesn't deserve to be a Hall of Famer?
No, he does though.
But how?
So,
he was.
So does Draymond.
He was only a defensive presence and a rebounder. Exactly. Draymond did the same thing.
And on top of that, Draymond adds assists on the board too. He could play point. He has high IQ. Yeah, he gets a.
He didn't do that. So he doesn't mean that. He wasn't an assist guy. He was more.
But he's not a Hall of Famer though.
Nah, he is.
Rodman's a Hall of Famer.
No, I mean Draymond.
But we don't know yet. He's not retired yet. But still, you're going to not say.
But he's not a Hall of Famer, though.
But
he never
he's
was.
He's not retired, though, yet.
But he's not a Hall of Famer.
But he probably has the same accolades as Dez's Rodman and everything. And then you're going to say, but I think they banned him. I don't think he gets in at all because he's just a dirty player.
But he wasn't going to be in anyway. That's my point.
You don't know that, though.
Yo, Doug, smoke that Joey Burrow pack and sticky ass to the sideline, man, because Draymond deserves to be there. I mean, I don't know if you want to put an asterisk or if they want to take that into account because of the recent, you know, other stuff.
He's a good player, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
Because of that, he literally has highlights of all the bullshit that he does.
Like, yeah, because he has like all people. Those. I just don't think he deserves to be. If he does get in there, he doesn't deserve to be in there.
He has like a 5-minute highlight reel of all the bullshit.
Yeah, all the shit. Like, he's a dirty player. And I don't think if you're going to have the Hall of Fame aspects of that, he does not deserve to be in that thing. Good for you. You got your 4 rings. Who really cares? But if you're going to say he's deserving a Hall of Fame, no. Because that, you know, guaranteed, you know, when he retires, he's going to say that. I deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. No, you don't.
You know who does it right, though? Pat Beverly. Pat Beverly knows how to just do it just enough so he doesn't get
right. Up. Like, he knows, all right, I'm going to ease back now. I'll just play my own game and ease back.
You know what, Danish?
Dylan Brooks.
Or Brooks, too. Brooks the same way. Brooks is the same thing.
Oh, Dylan Brooks isn't in the Hall of Famer either.
No, we're not saying that. We're saying that he's also like.
But he's a difference maker.
Yeah,
they're difference makers, but doesn't mean they're Hall of Famers.
Yeah, but if you're on a team and you made that, you can make the Hall of Fame for being a difference maker because of the fact that the Golden State Warriors won championships because Draymond was there making a difference on the defense.
Oh yeah, I agree with you on that, but I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
What about Dennis Rodman? He was the reason why they won most of those rings, and when Jordan got there, Jordan's like, oh, we need someone like Desmond Rodman to be like that.
Because you can score as much as you want. Look at Harden on the Rockets. You can score as much as you want, but if you have no defense or you don't have another player to
rebounds or be like a good assist.
Well, the thing with Dennis Rodman and Draymond Green, they don't have something in common.
They have things in common.
Well, I want to make my point. It's pretty funny. Dennis Rodman was fired by Donald Trump on Celebrity Apprentice. Draymond Green was never fired.
Oh, who cares about that bullshit?
Must be nice.
Who really cares about that? But we're talking about basketball, not freaking Donald Trump of politics. You can say that for a freaking Dougie to politics showtime. This is Dougie and the Boys sports program.
Getting the fire going over here on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I see that. You faded the flames. Mm. But still, Draymond, if he does somehow get nominated for the Hall of Fame, I don't think they put him in there.
Well, I was looking at the numbers. Dennis Rodman averaged 7.9 points throughout his career.
Okay, and what's the name?
Does Draymond average 9.8?
I'll say 7 point something.
Yeah, he's not in the Hall of Fame for his scoring, bro.
Yeah, he's in there for his defensive plays and his rebounds.
Let's see, Draymond Green. Oh, did you see what Otani did for Joe Kelly's wife?
No.
No. What did he? I didn't see. I don't know what they did.
He bought her like a Porsche.
Nice. Must be nice. Lucky her. You buy me a Porsche.
So he did Joe Kelly.
I'll destroy that thing in a second.
Joe Kelly's wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's setting himself up.
He's trying to make himself good.
Yeah.
Show Yotani wearing the Puka Nakua jersey.
At the game with a nice leather jacket on there.
Oh, Dave, nice job. You left him on your bench, by the way.
Yeah, nice job leaving an inactive player on your active roster.
I had no idea.
Got to pay attention, my
guy.
Hey,
Doug, remember this. You were talking a bunch of smack, saying, oh, I'm going to run this or that. Look what's going on. And Doug, that little mistake right there is going to cost you. You're going to have to.
It's going to cost you big time.
See, you guys want to play a Macklick grid quick?
Let's go.
Sure.
Yeah,
it depends what it is.
It's football related.
Okay.
Then we will head out and enjoy our holiday.
We can play a quick game.
Yeah. See if we watch. It would be something stupid or easy. Could be either one.
No, I think it's easy.
It's easy for you because you know it.
Oh God.
All right.
Steelers.
All right, well,
oh, wait, Steelers too.
Steelers, Bears, Giants, right. Cowboys, Jets, Houston.
So I can give you two off rip. If you want to go Steelers, Jets, give me Santonio Holmes.
Steelers and Jets, Santonio Holmes. That's a good one, bro.
That's a good. And then if you want to go Steelers, Houston, I would go with what's the quarter? Nelson. His last name's Nelson. I don't know the first name.
Yeah, I was gonna go Le'Veon Bell with the Jets and Steelers.
That, yeah, you could have done that. Giants, Jets, you could do Plaxico.
Yeah.
Or Leonard Williams.
Well, yeah, you could do that too. One.
Bears and Cowboys. That's a toughie.
We're going throwback probably.
Yeah, that's throwback. Yeah,
you had to go back and like that.
Giants and Cowboys. That's gonna be tough.
Steelers and Cowboys. I don't know that.
Oh no, Giants and Cowboys is recent. Remember that fucking play? Oh God.
Oh Harris. Yes. The returner.
Yeah, it was recent. Yeah.
Yeah. Harrison or Harris?
What's his name? I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, that's easy one.
That's for the Giants and Cowboys.
And then Bears and Jets. There was a someone too.
You got me.
I know.
Is it Jay Cutler going to the Jets?
Oh wait, yeah, he did.
Jay Cutler went to the Jets.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
I think he did. Yeah,
I think check that. It. I think he did go to the Jets.
No,
he didn't. Oh. God, I thought he went to the Jets.
I thought so too. He went like as a backup.
So, wow. Jets and Bears.
We're trash, bro.
Who was that? Who was the kick return for the Giants?
It's like Harris or Harrison or.
I'm gonna look it up because I know who we're talking about.
Yeah, we can look that one up. That
start typing
fun.
It in, bro.
Yeah, just start typing it in. The name should pop up.
His last name's Harrison or Harris.
On the Texans side of things, I don't fucking know.
That's going to be a tough one.
Texans with the Steelers?
Type in Harris, bro, and then we'll look at...
Dwayne
Harris.
Yeah. And on Texans and Steelers, can you go Brotherly Love with the Watt brothers?
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't. He never signed a contract with the Steelers, so I don't know what you're smoking. This guy. I know Houston and Steelers. He's a corner on there now. His name's Nelson. I just don't know his first name.
And then the Bears and
Giants Texans.
This is probably an easy one because it's probably like a tackle or something.
Giants and Texans. I'm trying to think.
Damn, that's a toughie. I don't know a lot of freaking Houston players.
Not me either. I'm not a.
I was gonna say Jeremy Shockey, but he went to the Saints.
Damn, that's throwback.
Yo, for real.
I'm going back in my dome right now.
See? Holy shit.
Bears and the Jets. Did Brandon Marshall play for the Jets?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yep, Brandon Marshall.
That's it right there. That's him. It's him.
Yep, Brandon Marshall played for Bears and the Jets.
Yo, that's a good one. That's a good one, Doug.
When did he play for the Jets? I know he was
towards the tail end of his career.
Yeah. Oh, then he became an analyst.
Yeah, with Deck, he was with there with Eric Decker and.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Fitzpatrick was the quarterback.
Yeah, Brandon Marshall got a huge ego on him though.
Yeah, but he's a good player.
Oh, you could even put in Josh McCown, right? He was all over.
Josh McCown,
place.
That's a good one too.
Josh McCown was on like 16 or 18 teams.
Wait, I think you put Josh McCown for the Bears and Texans.
Might as well put Joshua Dobbs in there. My fucking players are 18 teams too.
For real.
All right, we'll go with Brandon Marshall.
Yes, sir. There you go.
Cowboys Steelers is confusing me.
Joshua Dobbs played for like 18 teams.
But Bears, he was not on Dallas, though.
Wait, Bears and Texans is Josh McCown.
I think you put Josh McCown there.
Yeah, you can.
Imagine he's not even on there.
No, he is.
You looked it up, probably.
No, because he did play for the Jets. And he went to the Texans.
I don't know if he played for the Texans, though.
No, he did at one point.
Oh, go ahead.
All right, so go ahead.
Put it in.
Put it in.
No, he nope. didn't.
He didn't. I knew it.
Must
oh,
be.
I'm thinking of Ryan Fitzpatrick.
But he didn't play for the Bears.
No, but he played for the Steelers.
He did.
Oh.
Fitzpatrick, didn't he?
No, he's not playing. You're thinking Minka Fitzpatrick.
Oh, Minka Fitzpatrick.
Oh, yeah. That's who you're thinking of.
He was with the Dolphins.
I'm trying to think. I know Texas Steelers. It's the corner. His last name's Nelson.
All right. Type it in, Nelson.
Just say his last name's Nelson.
The name should come up. The name should come up.
Wait, hold on. This is confusing me.
You really thought that McCown was on freaking...
Well, this is what it says. It says Cardinals, Lions, Raiders, Dolphins, Panthers, Niners, Bears, Buccaneers, Browns, Jets, Eagles, Texans.
I don't see Bears. I didn't hear Bears.
Yeah, he did. 11-13.
Damn, this game is...
Maybe he didn't play a game against Texas. Maybe he retired.
All right, was it practice squad?
Hold on, I want to look this up quick for the Texans.
It might have been practice squad only.
He might have been, or he might have just like said screw it and retire right afterwards.
Giants and Texans, I don't know. Bears and Texans is crazy.
Yeah, I don't think he played for the Texans. He signed by the Texans or the Eagles practice squad, and he was released in March.
Didn't the Giants get Arian Foster?
Oh, I think we did. Let me just double check this. I think we did.
I think the Giants got Arian Foster.
Put it in. Doug, just put it in.
We got three guesses.
I think we did.
That's cheating.
No, but we're talking about them.
Yeah, but still, if he's there, he's there. If he's not, then he's not.
Right there, Arian Foster.
He's not there. I thought he was. Just look up, just for Steelers, Texans, look up Nelson, the last name. I'll give you Steven Nelson.
Don't look it up. Put it in, type it in right there.
Just type it in. I think it's Steven Nelson, or I'm probably wrong.
Yeah, Steve Nelson right there. That's 1974.
No. He's recent. Just type in Nelson. It's last name.
Dobbs?
Yep.
No.
That's one leg off of that fucking crazy ass player. I messed up putting Addison.
I don't know why he didn't come up on there.
I know there's a Nelson on there.
All right, so the Bears and Cowboys, I was going to go with this dude from...
It's probably an old-school person.
Yeah, it's an old-school person. Running back.
Didn't the fridge?
Huh? Fridge or the bus?
No, the bus is Jerome Bettis. The fridge...
Yeah.
I don't think it's on Dallas.
Yeah, that's it. We spelt it wrong. I spelt it wrong.
What?
Oh, yeah,
I
was right.
I got
right.
It.
Nice. That was
What's
good.
His name?
That was good, Jimmy.
Oh, it's Steven Nelson. I was right.
Steven Nelson.
But I spelt it with the P.
Idiot.
Let me see what else.
What happened?
Steelers, Cowboys. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Steelers, Cowboys.
It might be a lineman. It might be
Joey Porter. Joey Porter.
No, he never played for Cowboys. He stayed a Steeler for his whole career.
I'm trying to think who moved around over there.
It's hard.
A lot of those Steelers players, like the vets, they stood there for the entirety of the career.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Was Mike.
My cock.
No. But Bears Houston. Wasn't Jake... Oh, he... I think he got... Did you find one?
Yeah.
Who?
Joey Galloway.
That's crazy. I was just going to mention him, bro.
All right, let's see who's the other answers.
He didn't even show up.
It wasn't even Joey.
Yeah,
it wasn't. I thought he played with them.
You suck. Go down.
No, he closed it out.
Hold on.
Did you close it? Why would you close it out?
Wait,
another one.
No.
I mean, we did good enough.
We got five out of the ones.
There it goes.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder where the other ones were.
Let's see.
Who's the top one?
Yo, James, Dalton. That's
James
crazy.
Washington.
Andy Dalton.
Oh, he did go there.
Damn.
Why didn't James Washington? He's on that squad.
When did he play with? He's in Chicago now.
Who? James Washington? No, he's on Dallas still.
Andy Dalton.
That's
crazy. He is on the Bears.
Oh my! Look what they put for the Giants and the Cowboys. Jason Garrett.
No, Andy Dalton.
You're right. That's actually not a bad call.
Tyrod Taylor, Giants, Texans.
Oh, my God, yes.
Tyrod Taylor.
Holy I forgot he
shit,
jumped around.
Another journeyman. That's a good one we could have won.
That's
with.
A good one.
I wouldn't have guessed those.
No, I forgot Tyrod Taylor because I forgot
Andy
he
Dalton
jumped around
got me, bro, with the Bears and the Cowboys.
Thomas
I remember
Jones.
Him being on the Cowboys.
Thomas Jones played with the Jets and Bears.
Who the hell's Thomas Jones?
He was there like 07.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, he dragged that. Fuck, he got two TDs. I got one.
Fuck. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Oh my god.
Sadly tried at least.
Yo, Seattle just wasted a challenge on that play, bro. DK Metcalf just scored a TD.
Did he score a TD or did he get called
back? Yeah, he scored it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching this special episode of Dougie and the Boys, the Christmas special. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited role models you may not want, but you may just need.
The Doug Serravo Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill, Swing On By. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Serravo Broadcasting, the Doug Serravo Show. We will see you guys this Thursday at 3 o'clock p.m. Dougie and the Boys returns this Thursday and every Thursday, the last episode of 2023.
Nice.
We'll be back in 2024, and hopefully in 2024 we are doing some live shows at some bars. Our first one will probably be at with the portable mics when we go out for fantasy. We'll just even could record it on our phone and then upload it.
So when Dougie loses, day.
Yes,
and Dougie forgets to put players back in.
Yep.
No,
but he's going off.
Dougie said, "Merry Christmas." Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Enjoy the holiday.
And a Feliz Navidad.
And Feliz Navidad.
Los Santos años Feliz Navidad. Because I'm sure if we have... I'm sure if we have our phone out and we just have it there and I wear the mic, I'm sure that we'd be able to do that.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
I got the camera, the tripod. We could always connect...
We're gonna have to find out the mic's camera,
and it doesn't even have to be a regular show. It could just be us talking, whatever we want, having a drink,
eating some wings,
yeah,
some juicy buffalo sauce.
Yeah, after our free drinks,
hanging out with Sangandi.
Oh God,
it's gonna. Oh yeah, he's a. I heard he's like a good player from like
he's bu- or something. That's Bubbles' friend.
Oh my God.
So. Hold on, I want to make my point before we go out. Because if we're just sitting there and we're just talking whatever we talk about, it's not gonna be your ordinary show.
Nah,
so it could bullshit. it could be like 20 minutes.
After a couple shots, she's gonna be talking shit anyway.
Always. Yeah.
So we do have to confront David.
Well, on.
So David, you forgot to send me the clip of me when we were the pre-clip of my episode on Dougie and the Boys when you were telling me what I wanted for drink. I was still in cruise mode.
Must be nice.
I've been waiting for that video.
I thought I sent you that video.
No, I'm waiting for my free drink that he owes me.
Oh yeah, for the bet we made.
Yeah, because you know you can't test me with my knowledge.
We will eventually once we go out.
So I'm gonna have three free drinks off you, Doug? That's awesome.
No, just one, because David's going to be losing.
Nah.
I don't know about that. He's not the one that's going to put a player in IA.
What's the score? Let's take a look.
Because it goes by points, too, Dougie.
Yep. Right now, the score is...
Must be nice. That's what it is.
Must be nice. Dougie's up by 11.
There's no way.
There's no way. Take a look.
How many players you got?
All of them.
Right now, I got Chandler playing, St. Brown playing, David Nyaku playing.
Njoku. David Njoku.
Fucking colonizer.
Jesus Christ.
What are you projected?
Right now, 126.85. You're projected 126.50.
Not bad.
But Doug, you forget about one crucial, a couple crucial dates. Tyreek didn't play yet.
Points would be crazy.
You gotta wait for the 4 o'clock games.
Wait until Tyreek Hill plays.
See? I'm up. Yep. Never count me out. So I love how a half hour show turned into 50 minutes. Must be.
It is what it is.
It always does that.
Yeah, we're arguing over stupid shit.
Hey, that's Dougie and the boys, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Before we go, one prediction from everybody.
Get lads.
Niners win tomorrow night.
Dave?
I don't know. Giants get eliminated from the playoffs.
And Santa's going to bring me 5K.
Mine is Bill Belichick retires.
God damn.
That's a bold prediction there.
Mine would be Jim Harbaugh goes to the Bears or to the Chargers.
I think so too. Because I don't think Belichick will get fired. I don't think they'll have the
courage. No, I think he leaves.
He'll either retire or they'll mutually agree.
I think he leaves and goes somewhere else and goes and be a big part of whatever team.
Well, he just signed a contract extension off season.
Yeah, but they go straight out of way though too. Look at Sean Payton. They had to trade his contract for him to go over to Denver.
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see. Hold on. James, are you down here? Can you go in the closet and get my TB jersey? I want to show Dave.
Yeah, you showed me that jersey.
We're going to show you now.
It's the TBTB.
TBTB.
Yeah.
TBTB. So I picked this up. It was $40 on NFL Shop.
My guy's got he's got an addiction.
I do got an addiction. Tom Brady, Tampa.
Tom Brady, Tampa Bay.
Thank you, James.
Must be nice.
My guy
says that Tom Brady's overrated and shit.
I always liked Brady as a quarterback, but I hated him on New England, so I can't ever wear a New England Patriot jersey.
So it's gonna sit in your closet and just click mouse.
I'm gonna wear it here and there.
I don't mind Doug on Dougie and the Boys, but I hate him at work.
You hate when it gets stuck in the pouts.
Can you clarify what that means?
Listen. Easily. When you get a giant machine with a forklift and get stuck underneath a pallet and you can't get it out. How?
No, I want Dave to clarify what he means by that.
Oh, yeah. That means that when you pull up to me four times within the first hour of our shift to help you get a pallet stuck off your pallet jack.
Or forklift.
No, you like working with me.
Not when I need to get your
Must
freaking forklifts
nice.
Out of their freaking pallets.
It happens.
No, it does not happen. I never see Jonathan do it. I never see Dave do it. I never did it.
You realize who you're talking to, right?
Well, you're a different breed. The president. Same one getting pulled over going 25 and a 35.
Give it a monster.
Must be not. Who?
You.
Sorry.
No, what did Jonathan say?
No, we're watching Red Zone, and I need Monty Montgomery. David Montgomery, I need him to score.
Oh, I think I thought
Jameer Gibbs. Jameer
He's
Gibbs
going up against
guy.
Me.
We're going up against each
in
other
in another league.
Yeah, in playoffs.
I heard something
I'm in playoffs too. I don't need Montgomery going off.
All right, I'm just going to let this show go for another 5 minutes, just so we have the even hour.
Must be nice.
Must this be guy. Nice.
Flacco to Cooper for the
Cooper's going off.
Yeah, Cooper
has got to have like 200 yards, bro.
Yeah.
He
had 130 yards in the first half.
Yeah. Can we not
Joe
talk
Flacco,
about? Can
Joe
we not,
Flacco should stay there.
Can we not talk about Amari Cooper right now?
Yeah, the guy on your bench.
Yeah, the guy that has
like 30 fantasy points on your bench.
The guy that has 40. The guy that has 47 fantasy points and is on the bench right now. So let's not talk
47?
About Amari Cooper. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. How do you do that? Then again, I can't say shit. I had George Pickens on my bench last night.
Damn, that's 35 points, bro.
Yep. And
you didn't believe in your
did
own
he,
fucking
no, did
receiver.
No,
they
didn't tell me. No, because I would have switched him out for Pittman.
Nah,
I didn't like you do.
No fucking receiver.
Must be nice not believing.
I'd be killing Dave.
No, because I have Pittman.
Oh, yeah. Dave, I wouldn't talk if I were you.
What?
You had Nakua on the bench, and he's got 33 points.
I still have Tyreek Hill to play. I still have both my receivers.
Too.
Yeah, I have. My receivers are Brown,
Waddle,
and Keenan Allen.
Waddle and Allen.
Keenan Allen out.
Allen is out.
Yeah, he was stupid.
I didn't know he was not playing.
Dude, you gotta look. You gotta look before
I the do. Game starts.
I don't think. No, you didn't. Apparently.
I do though.
No, you didn't. You would have known that he was an IA.
I did not know that. Until you guys
told
me.
It says it right there, big letters in red. IA. Yes,
and I did not know that till yesterday.
He was questionable coming in. You got to keep, bro. You're the fantasy league updates you and tells you if the player's out.
Yeah, it notifies you. Like with Dave and I on the other league that we're in, we're going up against each other, and literally about an hour before the game started, the 1 o'clock game started, I was notified that Jaden Reed was going to be out for the game, that he was downgraded from questionable to out. So I had to switch him out. If I didn't do that, I would have lost for sure.
No, I know. I get notifications all the time.
And you didn't check him.
There's nothing here that says he's sitting.
In the IA, means he's out.
Either way, I would check before the games, Doug.
Andrew reserved.
Yeah, well, things happen. People make
Must
mistakes.
Be nice.
Must be nice. Must be nice.
Especially when drinks are on the line.
Yeah, this guy over here.
No,
I'm gonna ask him for the most expensive drink.
No,
just get
racers. Drinks aren't on the line. The tab is on the line.
That two, yeah, two times drinks.
Must be nice.
I'm winning so far. So.
So far.
So far.
So,
so is Jonathan in the league, but I can catch back up.
Yeah, you guys just don't believe that I could win.
No, I don't think we want you to win.
Yeah, I know.
He said, "Yeah, I know."
Must be nice.
Baby. Oh no, it's not.
Gibbs. It's not my fault. Who is it?
I thought I saw five.
It's Gibbs. Gibbs got a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm sick.
Good. Bro. That's good.
Yeah, it's good.
I only my tubby going off.
All right, so I just have an interesting fact to bring out before we head out.
Here we go.
No, so these are all the quarterbacks that have been injured. Aaron Rodgers was injured. He was replaced with Wilson, Boyle, and Simeon.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins was injured. He was replaced by Dobbs, Mullins, and Hall. Anthony Richardson, who's been injured, who I'm repping right now, my boy from Florida. Gardner Minshew was his replacement. Justin Herbert was injured, replaced with Easton Stick. Deshaun Watson was injured, replaced by Dorian Thompson-Robinson, P.J. Walker, and Joe Flacco. Joe Burrow was injured, replaced by Jake Browning. Daniel Jones was injured, replaced with Tommy DeVito.
No, and Tyrod Taylor.
And Tyrod Taylor.
Can't forget that, man. And you forget another one.
Who?
Kenny Pickett replaced by Mitch Trubisky and Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, so this was the year of injured quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, we don't know what would happen if they would have stayed. Like, what projections or what records they would have had.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows, honestly?
So that Smith, bro, his boy from the fucking from the Panthers, is going off.
Oh, I can't even say Smith Dash. I can't even say his freaking other name.
Yeah, number 11.
Njigba?
No, I'm not going to butcher his name.
Smith Njigba, something like that.
Yeah. All right, boys, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to play the ending video, and it's up to you guys if you want to stay on. We'll have a conversation, continue talking, but if you guys want to go, Merry Christmas, and we'll see you guys I'll see you at work, but on the show, I'll see you Thursday. So, boys, have a good one. Enjoy the holiday.
It used to be Tuesday at work.
Thursday's the show.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy New Year and Feliz Navidad, and enjoy all the desserts, the food. If you guys have wine, beer, whatever it is, but enjoy it. Must be nice.
Must be nice.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.